Quality mattered more, and people advertised low prices when craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Targeted acts of political violence. The first shootings occurred around 2 o'clock this morning at Senator Hoffman's home. And then Brooklyn Park Police proactively checked on the speaker's residence around 3:35 in the morning. When they did, they encountered a suspect impersonating a cop, driving a vehicle resembling a cop's SUV with emergency lights, wearing a uniform with a badge, had a tactical vest on. But when they were checking on the house, when the real cops were checking on the house, the suspect fired at the real cops, who then returned fire, but he escaped through the back of the house. A little context. The shootings occurred amid obviously heightened political tensions The No Kings protests against the Trump administration were scheduled across Minnesota. Some of them have been canceled. And Governor Waltz and the Minnesota State Patrol urged the public to avoid the protests out of safety concerns. Minnesota's political climate was already strained. The state house is evenly split, 67 to 67, between Republicans and Democrats. And so there's a power-sharing agreement. Now, Hortman, the speaker's death, shifted the balance, giving Republicans a one-vote majority. Now, some reports have identified the suspect as some dirtbag. I've got his name here, but it doesn't make any difference. Apparently a former appointee to the governor's, the Democrat governor's, Workforce Development Board. But I'm not completely sure of that. They described the suspect as a white guy with brown hair, wearing a blue suit, blue pants, black tactical vest, posing as a law enforcement officer. Now, different reports, one that he has been found dead, one that he remains at large. As of right now, when you're listening to the program later, that may be otherwise. Now, as I said, the shooting's been characterized as politically motivated, targeting Democrat lawmakers. He had a manifesto. He had No Kings protest flyers in his car. Well, that suggests opposition against Democratic figures or policies. But here's the broader context. This is clearly part of a wave of political violence in this country. We've had Trump targeted, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and critics point to deepening political divisions, all the inflammatory rhetoric. Of course, they have to blame Trump's pardon of the January 6th rioters. But I don't know that that's actually something we ought to be doing. While the exact motive remains unclear, pending his capture and further investigation, obviously, the attacks appear tied to political extremism, possibly fueled by, I'm going to say this, then explain it, opposition to Democrat policies or figures. But it may be that what the opposite, because that can be heard as me saying that, oh, this is some conservative or right winger who's opposed to the Democrats. But the information that I'm getting as we've been going through the program today indicates that actually this may be a anarchist or a liberal left-leaning Democrat who is opposed to some of the votes that this speaker has taken that go against Democrat policies. So I just encourage you to wait and see as we get more information. But the headlines right now are that this guy was a top Democrat. He was a former Waltz appointee, opposed as a cop. He had more Democrats on his list, but it sounds almost as if we've got Democrat on Democrat crime going on. And some of this has to do with a vote that the speaker took that would have expanded health care for all or something, and she voted against it, and he's pissed off about it, so he resorted to violence. Of course, I wait and read the manifesto, because the manifesto is obviously going to tell us a lot about the motivation. But it points out that there really is an awful lot of political violence going on in this country. As I said at the very beginning of the program, I barely remember the 60s, fairly well remember the 70s, and not because I was drug-addled, just because I was too young. But we seem to be going retrograde here, where instead of just peacefully protesting for, you know, peace and love and free speech and free love and everything else, it's now that we are resolving our political differences not at the ballot box, but with bullets. And I'm pro-gun. I just think that we've got too many anarchists, too many Marxists, and they have seen the election of Donald Trump as their opportunity for cover and their opportunity to start spreading their violence even further. Because what will they do? They'll always point to Trump. They'll always point to us and say that we're the ones. For example, the claim that we, again, going back to No Kings, that we are deporting U.S. citizens. I challenge anyone to give me an example where a valid citizen, either naturalized or born in this country, has been deported. I don't think you can find one whatsoever. And today, the United States Army will celebrate its 250th anniversary. And there will be, assuming the weather permits, a grand military parade in D.C. Well, let's talk about that just a little bit, because somebody's already raining on that parade. And it's interesting that it's this guy. I'll tell you who it is next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You know the feeling when you're about to cut into a juicy steak and hope it tastes as perfect as it looks? Worry no more. With Chef IQ Sense, it's possible to get it right every time. How? It's a modern, completely wireless cooking thermometer that eliminates under- or overcooking your food, no matter how you cook it. Chef IQ Sense was designed to withstand extreme heat and can even survive in your deep fryer. From grilling to roasting or baking, Chef IQ Sense guarantees that your chicken, meat, or fish will come out exactly to your preferred outcome. Using Chef IQ Sense is so simple. Insert the wireless probe into your food, choose your desired doneness on the Chef IQ app, and it'll alert you when it's ready. Stay connected and monitor your food from anywhere over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at chefiq.com and save 15% at checkout with code USA. That's chefiq.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
We're going to have, you know, four dozen or so Abrams tanks. We're going to have armored personnel carriers. We're going to have 7,000 troops. We're going to have flyovers. We're going to have everything. And some people compare it to, oh, remember watching all of the members of the Kremlin, watching Khrushchev or watching Brezhnev or Gorbachev standing on the walls of the Kremlin, and all the Soviet army would go marching through Red Square? Everybody started comparing it to that. Well, it may be over the top, what we're doing. 7,000 troops, that sounds like an awful lot. You know, in my hometown, we always had what was called Pioneer Days. And it occurred, you know, I think the first weekend of May is when it happened. And I was always fascinated by it because everybody wanted to ride their horse in the parade. So there might have been, I don't know, 100 horses. And I always thought to myself, how many horses do I have to watch now? And how many? Now, the floats were always interesting because the floats were always different. But, and there would be marching bands, you know, that would come from, you know, a tri-state area. They'd all show up. So you'd have high school marching bands. You'd have different floats, you know, different businesses would sponsor floats and they'd have different themes. And then there were always steers, cattle, cows, horses, pickup trucks with pigs in the back. But the horses always fascinated me, the horses and the cows. Because with all due respect to farmers and ranchers, and I love farmers and ranchers, and I don't love horse meat, but I love beef. I always thought to myself, seeing one cow, you've seen them all. Seeing one horse, you've seen them all. Now, if you're a horse fanatic, I know, quarter horses versus Arabians versus, you know, jumpers versus race, you know, horse racing horses. I get all of that. But a horse is a horse is a horse. And a cow is a cow is a cow. And how many cows are you going to watch? Okay, I've seen the cows. And I've all watched them poop. And now the streets are full of manure. Okay, I got it. I kind of feel the same way about the troops. I love the troops. Whether it's the... Any branch of the service, I love them all. 7,000? Are we going to have 7,000 troops marching down Constitution Avenue? Seems a little overkill to me. But then that's Donald Trump. He doesn't do anything in terms of just average. It's got to be over the top, right? Well, some people don't like it, including Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota.
I'm just going to say it as someone who... proud of military service, understands the importance of it.
Wait a minute. Didn't you lie about your military service? I think he lied about his military service, but I digress.
I'm just going to say it as someone who, proud of military service, understands the importance of it, but understands they serve us. And whenever I come out here, I take great joy in running my mall route and down around the monuments or whatever, and it was horrific down there today. I'm just going to tell you, it just looks wrong, feels wrong. And so I think I'm going to go be with a few thousand folks who kind of have the tradition that, that there is a separation there, that we don't need this. And this is not Pyongyang on a Saturday. So I'm just going to confess, too, and I don't, might get me in trouble, whatever. I have never so hoped for rain in my life. So, there you go. So.
You know, if Democrats had prevailed last November, that doofus, who I did think skipped out on his deployment, would be a heartbeat away from becoming the commander-in-chief. But notice the reference to Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. Somehow I think he's implying that patriotic Americans are equivalent to their communist enemies. The liberal capacity for projection is unlimited, absolutely unlimited, and kind of disgusting, too. Let's go to Washington State for a moment. Ryan Akiyama, this is the kind of individual that when I talk about the American Federation of Teachers, this is the kind of person that we have molding kids in public schools. A Washington State school district is defending a teacher who posted a "This teacher kills fascists" poster on social media at the end of last month. I guess a fascist, according to him, is anybody who disagrees with radical leftists like him. According to the Olympian, Akiyama also wrote, "Might need to print it on a t-shirt next for all my fellow woke DEI educators still showing up with courage and care. Yes, I'm woke. Yes, I teach DEI. No, I'm not sorry if that triggers the willfully ignorant." Well, I doubt any kids are going to remain ignorant of leftist woke ideology in the classrooms of the evangelists like Akiyama in Washington. They'll be taught that it's not an ideology, that somehow it's always objective truth. And that if you deviate from their objective truth, then you're the extremist and you're a threat to our democracy, as they call it. Akiyama, according to the Olympian, further explained that teaching is an inherently political act, but not in the direction the neo-fascists in the MAGA movement want. Oh, okay. So as with every other institution, to the extent that education has been subverted by nut jobs like him, it's no longer education. It's propaganda. And that's how it became political. Akiyama actually used to be a principal, according to the newspaper. But after pleading guilty to reckless driving in 2019, he was arrested on suspicion of DUI, speeding, and possession of a weapon. He was demoted back to a teaching position. The bottom line with me is we need to completely blow up the education system in this country. Just completely blow it up. Start all over. Because public education really ought to be renamed government education. So I think the only way you're ever going to fix that is just through a thorough purge of public schools. And I know not all teachers are like this Yahoo, but too many of them are. If the left believes that the word choice is sacrosanct and that we should all have choice, then why should we not have choice when it comes to where we spend our tax dollars on education? Parents ought to be able to take that money and spend it wherever they want to, as long as it is an accredited, institution of education. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. Iran and Israel next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings hit your portfolio? Phoenix Energy provides investors with 9 to 13% annual interest rates through corporate bond offerings in the oil and gas sector. Start today and get monthly deposits directly into your bank account.
Phoenix Energy conducts offerings pursuant to Rule 506C under Regulation D. Alternative investments are speculative, illiquid, and you may lose some or all of your investment. Securities are offered by Dalmore Group, member FINRA SIPC. Dalmore Group and Phoenix Energy are not affiliated. Learn more by visiting phoenixenergy.com/iHeart to register for a free investinar.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. Trustandwill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com/radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'm skimming through my text messages. I want to get to this one because I want to talk a little bit about Israel and Iran for just a moment. Goober number 6150 writes, Mike, 2-year Saturday listener, first time texter from Fayetteville, North Carolina, WFNC 640 AM. Hello, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Can you weigh in on the decision of Israel to preemptively strike taking out strategic sites in Iran? It has become a mixed bag among listeners of conservative opinion, with some siding with the likes of Mark Levin and others with the likes of Tucker Carlson. There's a current heated rift between these two and has created a divide among their followers. Weigh in where you can. I don't stand with Iran, trusting Obama or Biden. Thanks. Glad to be a goober. I'm glad for you to be a goober, too. I've watched this battle between Levin and Tucker Carlson. And I have to say that I think they're talking right past one another. Tucker Carlson has become so anti-war. And I understand that. I mean, we've been through a lot of forever wars. We've wasted a lot of treasury. We have failed miserably to have a well-defined mission in either Iraq or Afghanistan. We have failed in our ability to strategically, maybe the word fail is too strong, but we have failed to develop the tools necessary to quickly find and rid the world of Osama bin Laden. What took 10 years or longer shouldn't have taken near that long. But that shows our over-reliance on signals intelligence and not enough reliance on human intelligence. We have not developed the types of sources and the skills necessary to develop and utilize those assets like the Mossad has. The Israeli intelligence service has done an unbelievably good job of doing that. Our CIA, to some degree, and I speak from 20 years ago experience and what I've been able to follow since then, that the CIA has itself become a bloated bureaucracy. And having worked directly with NOCs, non-official cover personnel, and operatives during my tenure as undersecretary, I understand their frustrations. A lot of the military has become top-heavy. And we're not focusing on the right things in terms of our intelligence. And so when we invaded Iraq, we did so without fully understanding all of the historical consequences of that invasion. And we did so without fully understanding or having a plan for how are we going to manage when we topple Saddam Hussein. And if we don't have a plan for post-Saddam Hussein, then we're just flying by the seat of our pants. Without understanding the historical fight between the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sunnis, and how are we going to manage that? We failed in Afghanistan to, rather than just invade Afghanistan, we knew we were the funders of Charlie Wilson's war. We are the ones that helped fund at the time, the Taliban, to help them rid their country of the Soviet Union. If you've never seen the movie Charlie Wilson's War or understood who Charlie Wilson was or what he did as a U.S. congressman to really drive the Soviets out of Afghanistan, I sometimes wonder if the CIA in 2001 understood Charlie Wilson's War. We should have done what Israel is doing. Patiently developed the intel to track and hunt down Osama bin Laden. And we would have found him earlier, I think, probably hiding in Pakistan, although he was moving around. We probably could have found him and surgically taken him out and avoided that war. And certainly our withdrawal from Afghanistan was a huge tactical error because we left. Look, if you accept that we invaded, okay, once we invade Afghanistan, we built Bagram Air Force Base, then we should have kept it. because that would have given us a forward operating base, which would have expanded our intelligence capabilities, and Biden just completely effed that up. And now we're without the forward operating base that we could have had that could have given us incredible intelligence on Russia, what they're doing in Ukraine, what they're doing with the Iranians, for that matter. So I just think we made a lot of mistakes, and Tucker Carlson has taken those mistakes and has latched onto them and will not let go because he doesn't want to see us make those mistakes again. Mark Levin, on the other side, is among those who believe that we need to fully support Israel, as do I, and that just because they are surgically striking the Iranians now does not necessarily mean, as I explained in depth on my show Friday, does not necessarily mean World War III. And if you want to listen to that, go get the podcast from Friday and listen to that segment. Actually, it's I think it was a two-hour segment. So I probably am more on the side of Mark Levin because I don't believe that we're going to make the same mistake. And Tucker Carlson is making an assumption that this is going to turn into a forever war. It does not have to. And I think the current commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, will do everything he can to prevent it from turning into a forever war. But we have to remember that historically, the Israelis have been very good at eliminating nuclear threats against their country in the past. They did so in 1981. They did it again when they took out Iraq's, I think it was, Asarak? I forget the name of, they had a nuclear reactor. And the Israelis successfully took out that nuclear facility in 1981. It didn't lead to a forever war. It didn't lead to World War III. Now, fast forward to 2007. The Israelis again took out Syria's nuclear facility in 2007. So they've demonstrated that they can do preemptive action that can effectively halt nascent nuclear programs. And Israeli leaders likely viewed the Iranian strikes as a continuation of their counterproliferation strategy. And I think they're very good at it. The collapse, I mean, I think the reason that we should support the Israelis in this action is threefold. First, Benjamin Netanyahu makes a strong case that Iran's nuclear program had reached a critical threshold and it was posing an existential threat to Israel. Reports have indicated that Iran could enrich enough uranium for a bomb in about a week. They could potentially amass enough fissile material, weapon-grade uranium, for up to 22 nuclear weapons within 5 months. That's reason number one. They had crossed the Rubicon. They had gotten way too close. Now, there is a fantastic article on the Free Press, thefp.org. You may have to be a subscriber, but it goes through the 3D, if not 4D chess that Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu were playing. Donald Trump is playing the diplomat. He gave the Iranians 60 days. The Israelis attacked on the 61st day. Trump had said all along, if you don't agree to something within 60 days, there'll be hell to pay. Now, I firmly believe that we have had advance notice of the strikes. That's why we moved some personnel out of the region. That's why we took some strike forces and moved them back. Some are now moving closer in. So we knew that something was coming, and Trump hinted at that last week. But Trump's going to let the Israelis do what they need to do. Point number two, the Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, they describe the strikes as preemptive. The chief of staff of the IDF says the situation had reached the point of no return because of the Iranians' advanced uranium enrichment and weaponization efforts. And I firmly believe that. Their intel is amazing. Remember how we were all amazed at what the Ukrainians did in terms of using the drones to strike way inside Russia and take out some of their strategic bombers? The Israelis actually built a drone airport, if you will, for lack of a better term, to use so when their strike started, they could use those drones to strike at military targets. And then quickly the third reason, and I'll take a break. Netanyahu claimed that Iran had taken these unprecedented steps toward weaponization. He suggested that nuclear weapons could be produced in a month or less. That's been supported by the IDF. That's even been supported by our own intel, that they had enough for anywhere between 15 and 22 bombs within days. And they were prepared to launch a couple of ballistic missiles with two-ton warheads to test them. Well, that's exactly what Kim Jong-un does when he's ready to test a new nuclear weapon. So, yes, there was a cancer, and the cancer was about to metastasize, and we had to take it out. And the Israelis, as the Wall Street Journal points out, did the world a favor. Now, the question becomes, what happens next? I'll be right back.
You know the feeling when you're about to cut into a juicy steak and hope it tastes as perfect as it looks? Worry no more. With Chef IQ Sense, it's possible to get it right every time. How? It's a modern, completely wireless cooking thermometer that eliminates under- or overcooking your food, no matter how you cook it. Chef IQ Sense was designed to withstand extreme heat and can even survive in your deep fryer. From grilling to roasting or baking, Chef IQ Sense guarantees that your chicken, meat, or fish will come out exactly to your preferred outcome. Using Chef IQ Sense is so simple. Insert the wireless probe into your food, choose your desired doneness on the Chef IQ app, and it'll alert you when it's ready. Stay connected and monitor your food from anywhere over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So stop the confusion, eliminate the risk, and serve every meal with confidence. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at chefiq.com and save 15% at checkout with code USA at chefiq.com.
As usual, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this weekend. I know it's no King's Day and you had protests to go to, but some of you, for whatever reason, decided to listen to this program instead. I don't get it, but I'm glad you did. I appreciate this audience. So we're talking about the Israeli attack on the Iranians. And I think it's a good thing. I'm a self-avowed Zionist. I've been to Israel lots of times, and I've given speeches at Herzliya, and I've spoken to members of the IDF and conferences, and I just am a huge supporter of Israel. And I think their skills, their tactics, their intelligence is simply amazing, absolutely amazing. And I've seen it in action on trips there. And I've seen some of the things that they're capable of doing. So I put a lot of trust in them. But I also understand that what they're doing is not only for the good of their own country, to preserve their nation, which they have an absolute unequivocal right to do. And they don't need our permission to do it. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that Netanyahu had a conversation with Donald Trump that said, we're going to do this. And Trump probably said, well, you know, in fact, some reports are that Trump said something to the effect, well, you got to do what you got to do. And that's why we made some of the military maneuvers that we did. And we owe it to at least help defend. When Iran is so weak that they can't even use, I mean, they could use, if they had the ability to use all the missiles they have, they could overwhelm the Iron Dome and David's Sling, and they actually could lob a lot more missiles into Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and some of the other cities, but they have not been able to do so. Yes, some have made it through. Not nearly as many as made it through the last time after the attacks, after the Hamas raid on October 7th. So this bruising fight has left the Iranian military weakened, and they're unable to respond in kind to the Israeli attacks. That has left the Ayatollah Khamenei in an incredibly weakened position. As I told my audience this week, there are two groups of people that are quietly golf clapping in support of what Israel is doing. And that is the everyman, the citizens of Iran. They have lived under this despot since, I think, 1989. He took over after the first Ayatollah, after the fall of the Shah in 1979. And it is a horrific regime. It is a totalitarian, dictatorial, brutal regime. And the Ayatollah Khamenei, in power now for nearly four decades, finds himself without very many choices. His military and his command and control structure has been devastated by the Israelis. It's the most serious blow struck in a confrontation since the October 7, 2023 attacks from Israel after the Hamas raid. So Khamenei now has some really stark choices, and they're not good options because the military is incredibly weakened. So further retaliation by the Iranians is going to risk being insufficient to deter any response by the Israelis. And the Israelis have said, we are going to continue until we obliterate your nuclear capability. Now, the side effect of that is, if it weakens Khamenei enough, there might be a color revolution. There might be an uprising, because with the lack of any command and control over the military, which would be the enforcers to keep Khamenei in place, he's left without his security apparatus. At least that security apparatus is now in the hands of people that he doesn't really know. They're third and fourth level mid-managers, if you will, mid-level managers. And then when you get to the real boots on the ground in terms of the Iranian military, some of them may just be in the military because they needed the job. They needed the paycheck. And they might be willing to turn. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. the Israelis still need to continue taking out as much of that military structure and that nuclear development program as they can. They need to figure out a way, and they very well may have operatives on the ground that can get into the Natanz Mountain where their primary nuclear facility is and take it out. Or they may have the type of computer virus that they've used before to get into that mountain and destroy their capabilities. They've killed some of the nuclear scientists. So I say, as long as we continue to help Israel defend itself by using our aircraft carriers and some of our other strike carriers to stop some of the missiles from landing in civilian targets, which is what this shows how desperate the Iranians are, that's not going to risk a further war. Because let me tell you about the second group. The first group, remember, is the Iranian people. They're clapping and cheering, probably still quietly, hoping that the Israelis succeed. But you know who else is? Saudi Arabia. Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He's already talked to Trump. I'm sure they talked about this when Trump was over there. The Qatari leadership is clapping and cheering quietly. And so are the Kuwaitis. The Emirates, they're happy about this. So the four pillar countries of the Middle East are all in support of what the Israelis are doing. They just can't come out and cheer right now because they have their own political considerations. But you know they're for it. So yeah, I fully support what Israel is doing. It'll change the world for the better. Thanks for tuning in this weekend. Everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Are you tired of watching stock market swings hit your portfolio? Phoenix Energy provides investors with 9 to 13% annual interest rates through corporate bond offerings in the oil and gas sector. Start today and get monthly deposits directly into your bank account. Phoenix Energy conducts offerings pursuant to Rule 506C under Regulation D. Alternative investments are speculative, illiquid, and you may lose some or all of your investment. Securities are offered by Dalmore Group, member FINRA SIPC. Dalmore Group and Phoenix Energy are not affiliated. Learn more by visiting phoenixenergy.com/iHeart to register for a free investor webinar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.